I'm Brian Turner with 88.1 MyFM, and today I'm very happy to be joined by Mary Frances Leahy, who will be coming soon to Perth to perform on April 25th in a fundraiser for the local Rotary Club. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Mary Frances.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
We've all known your very prolific family when it comes to producing East Coast music, touring. You've been on stage, you've been in television, you've been in recording studios, and it's pretty hard to imagine a young performer who some people think are just starting out, but you've got over a decade of experience.
Yeah, it's interesting because in one sense, this is so normal for me and so just like a part of my life and always has been, like since as long as I can remember. In another sense, it's very new because I'm the lead right now. And some of that is comfortable and there's other things that I'm just discovering for the first time. So it's an experience.
And it's very unfair to pigeonhole any particular performer in terms of the music they produce, especially when we think of the Celtic roots and the East Coast roots that you come from. But you seem to have taken it to an entirely new level, and you've brought great interpretation. So let's start by how you got into music.
Yeah, absolutely. I was born, like you said, into a very musical family. And so my dad jokes, he's like, yeah, you were genetically forced. So learning to play was not my decision. Let's put it that way. And I'm very happy that, you're 3 years old. They tell you, like, the kid's not going to eat their vegetables unless you make them. You know what I mean? So I was taught to play the fiddle, the piano, I step dance, I sing. At a very young age, I never enjoyed practicing, but I always enjoyed playing and performing. And I never saw myself having a career, like a solo career in music. I always just thought, this is something my family does. And then 3 years ago, maybe, I started, it might be 4 now, I started working on my album and it just happened so naturally. And I feel like since that point, I've just kind of been like, gently shoved along by, call it the universe, call it God, whatever. It's just like there for me, and it feels almost wrong to like go against that, So here I am.
What interests or what influences do you feel have brought you to this stage?
Definitely my family, that's the biggest one, that goes without saying. I am very influenced by all of my teachers. I am taking a lot of music classes right now. So jazz music especially, Celtic music, and more recently Latin music. And I have this newfound love of Latin music, Cuban music in particular, and I don't know where that comes from. My mom looks at me some days and she's like, "Whose child are you? Like, how, why are you like this?" Anyway, they're very supportive, and yeah. I'm sure that as I grow and I discover new music and new instruments and new artists, that this sound will continue to evolve, and I'm happy about that.
And it's like a fusion. I've been watching some of your videos and listening to some of your latest recordings, and you can hear the different influences. And I didn't really know how to place them until you explained that right now. Is that something that you're finding a challenge, or are you just finding a natural progression?
Very much natural. I thought, I play Celtic music, that's what I am. And then you start writing things and hearing mainly what I hear. I was surrounded with so many different styles just by nature of what we do and where we go. And that was extremely natural. I look back and I'm like, I could have never tried to write music that has all those things. It just like happens, I don't know. I think if I tried to force it, I don't think it would happen the same way. So it's natural up until this point.
Well, as I said, area residents here are going to have a very unique opportunity, a very just to spend an evening with Mary Frances. What can they expect on that show?
I'm very excited. I'm having the full band come along, so we'll be 6 of us, I think. I describe the music that we're going to play for that show. I describe it as very mostly upbeat, a fusion of what I come from and where I want to go. So this theme of past, present, and future and maintaining what I've been given but still adding something to it. And honestly, it's gonna be a party. We're gonna dance. I'm gonna hopefully bring a couple of the family along. just for fun, and we'll just have a party. There'll be a lot of dancing, there'll be some singing, music, world music, Celtic music, music from my roots. I don't think there's even an age category that I would target it at. I'm like, I think everyone would love this. I don't know.
How have audiences been receiving your performances and your music lately?
It's been crazy because I was just in Australia over Christmas at a festival, and it's like not only I'm bringing this fusion that I don't know how they're gonna receive it, and it's nothing like Australia. They don't have it's not a Celtic main. I mean, there's lots of Celtic musicians there, but that's not what they're known for. They're not known for, you know what I mean? So I was kind of a little bit like, oh, I don't know what we're getting into. And honestly, it gave me so much more confidence, even because we went to a part of the world I've never been, hopefully will be again. And they didn't know me, I didn't know them, and we connected completely. And it's amazing to be standing on a stage playing what is most me, like something I wrote, something I put together, something that is like my baby, And they're eating it up and absorbing it as quickly as we're putting it out there. They were dancing, they were like, it was amazing. And just to see that and know that that's possible. So now that has changed things for me because I have the confidence to say, like, and not that I didn't before, but especially now, I have the confidence to say, like, I feel like I could go anywhere in the world and make this translate.
What are the plans for the future? You've obviously got the show coming up in Perth, and any other dates that you've got in mind or you have planned?
Lots, yeah, all through the summer. We're booking into the fall now with my own group as well as touring with my mom and dad. And honestly, as far as the future goes, I'm just here for the ride. Like, I'm very open to wherever the tide pulls, I do love music. It's becoming more and more a pat more of a passion, more of a love. And I also love, given where we are in the world right now and kind of the state of this so divisive, I feel like everyone focuses on, or a lot of things point out, like the 5% that we disagree on, rather than like the amazing big things that we do agree on. And something I've been discovering about music is that it's so unitive. Nobody is div like we're all one, The music brings everyone together, literally and figuratively. And so just to be a part of that really makes the meaning deeper for me, as well as it's just being fun and something I love to do. So the future, like, let's see, like, I'm ready.
Do you think the available or the accessibility for new talent, the accessibility for the audience to connect with new performers has changed since, because you've got a long history. You've been performing, like I said, for well over a decade. And with the advent and the increasing reach of social media, how's that changed how you can reach audiences?
Drastically, a lot of, not a lot, some of a good percentage of the gigs that I'm getting now are because someone saw a video or like this, or oh, can you do this? Or I'll get a request to record something because they saw a TikTok video, And I just started social media less than a year ago. And so this is just like the beginning. And it's very crazy. And even from my mom and dad's perspective, looking at what I'm doing and what my siblings are doing and other young artists are doing, they're like, you guys have a real opportunity here. And like, they're shocked and trying to explain. And I think I understand the gravity of it, the difference in the hand up, so to speak, that we have. And I'm not, it's not all like, the music industry ebbs and flows. You look at selling records, that's not a thing anymore. And that was back when, or not as much of a thing. And that was when they were younger. But yeah, the social media is a huge tool if you can figure out how to use it correctly. And I'm still working on that, of course, but it's very interesting.
Well, from the few examples I've been able to pull up, I think your learning curve is really moving fast. You're very effective at connecting with audiences, even though they're audiences that aren't in front of you in a live performance. And I have no doubt that the connection you make in Perth in April will be absolutely solid.
Very excited. It's so nice to be playing close to home. That's something we don't do enough, and it just means more. So I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Mary Frances. We are really looking forward, and if people are interested, Tickets are going fast, I can tell you that.